Welcome to Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show. I'm Paula Slater, your host. This is an interview-based show where I interview unique and unusual and creative people in the horse world. Okay, today I'm speaking with Barbro Ask Upmark from Always a Good Ride. And Barbro is a dressage rider who is now working with interactive horse simulators, or the Racewood simulators in North America. Barbro, welcome.
Thank you.
And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the two types of simulators that you are working with right now.
Yes, right now I am working on the so-called event simulator, which is the absolute newest model of the equine simulators. There is a whole range of different models, and the first ones being the riding simulator, then the dressage simulator, and jumping simulator, and now we have the event simulator.
Mm-hmm. And now, how does it all makes sense about the riding simulator and the dressage simulator, because of course it's all fairly horizontal work, and one needs to sort of, I think, see a video of the jumping one. I wonder if you could speak about that first.
Yes, it's interesting. What Racewood have done is that they changed from the dressage simulator and the other ones that was mechanically driven with motors and shanks lifting the horse up and down. The jumping simulator has a hydraulic function, which is more like a helicopter simulation, where the horse actually lifts up in the air when he jumps, as well as shooting forward on rails. So it really gives the rider really a feel of jumping a big, big fence.
And how much energy or space would a person need if they had one of these simulators? Does it take up a lot of space because it is moving up and then forward?
It's not that much, really. It's about 9 feet up in the air, has to be clear, because the horse obviously jumps mm-hmm. up. And then also about a 10 feet room, because the simulator is about 10 feet from screen to tail. And the new event simulator that I would love to talk about even more is absolutely amazing, because it can actually do everything. And with the added hydraulic movements, it gives the dressage movements a very realistic feel, because it can actually do a perfect passage and piaf and flying changes and extended trot that you would feel on a perfectly trained horse.
Okay, so as I understand it, the jumping model just works on jumping, and the event model does more. Is that right?
Yes, the event simulator has different softwares, so it can do a dressage in a dressage arena all the way up to Grand Prix movements, and it can do cross-country course where there are jumps already set up, so you go out on the cross-country course and you can decide how tall fences you want to ride and how difficult course you want to do. And then the show jumping is the same thing. You can show either on advanced level or a beginner's level, and there's also an instruction course where the horse just keeps jumping straight with no reins, and it's a chance for the instructor to help the rider over each fence, since the horse is just going on a certain amount of strides between mm-hmm. jumps. So it's very beneficial for the rider not to have to steer, of course, and just work on the body. Mm-hmm. And it also, after everything is done, either you jump a course or you ride a dressage test or just movements, you get the printout from the printer and the computer telling you exactly what you did and what you did right and what you did wrong, so to speak. Mm-hmm.
So this means that Racewood is the event model is the latest that they've created. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, it is. And it also the absolute fanciest one, so to speak. And it can come with three big TV screens instead of just one. So it really gives the rider the feel of riding inside an arena. Mm-hmm.
And for those people who haven't listened to the former podcast that I did on the interactive horse simulator, just describe what the room would look like and when you walk in for the event simulator.
For the event simulator, like now the one that I will get, I have set it up in a house at the equestrian center that is 10 by 24 feet, and it's about 10 feet tall to the ceiling. And that's basically what you need, because the event simulator also and the jumping comes with rubber mats on the sides. If a rider would fall off, they would land softly on a rubber mat. So it needs to be a little bit wide on the side where there is room for that. And then also for the ceiling to be ideally 10 feet, mm-hmm. to give the rider a feeling of not hitting their head when the horse jump.
Right.
But that basically all that that needs.
Oh, and then they have the three screens.
Yes,
one in front.
The three screens is right in front, and then the other two goes out on an angle on each side, and it's about 9 feet across from screen to screen. Mm-hmm.
Now, you're importing these simulators from England, is that correct?
Yes, that's where they make them. Racewood is in northern England, and when people place an order through me, I oversee the sale, and I help with the setup, and I also help with the training, mm-hmm. So people know how to instruct on it and how to ride on
it. So now the dressage, can you just go through some of the prices for these?
Yes, the dressage simulator is about, we're talking about British pounds now because that's how the payments are. So it all depends on the exchange rate for the day. But the dressage simulator is about £42,000.
Mm-hmm. Which would be,
In American dollars, it's about $70,000.
Okay.
$65,000 to $70,000. The shipping is about £1,800. And then customs into the United States is 4% of the purchase price, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And then
for Canada, I don't know what that is. And then the jumping simulator, we're talking about £55,000-£60,000, and the event simulator is £75,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now people. The people that would be interested in these simulators would be trainers who have a location that people could come to and take lessons, correct?
Yes, there are many different uses for it. I have a lot of different clients, everything from a person that have being afraid of riding and maybe fallen off too many times and wants to get back into riding, and she can afford a simulator of her own, and she buys one and she puts it in her garage basically, and she rides it every day, and then she rides her own horse afterwards. And I actually have several of those ladies doing that, and they have increased their riding ability absolutely amazing after they started to ride the simulators. Then I have trainers that are, like you say, giving lessons on them, like I do. And then there is also a therapeutic value in it, because therapeutic riding schools or riding centers can use them for therapeutic riding, mm-hmm. which is very valuable, of course.
Mm-hmm. And that would be mostly the dressage model.
Yes, or even the specially made therapeutic riding simulator that is specially made for that purpose.
Okay, so I wasn't aware that there was one for that. Do you want to speak about that mm-hmm. one, that model?
Yes, it's basically a dressage simulator. The difference is that it has a lower set neck for easier mount and dismount. And also they are working now, Racewood, with a special software program to encourage the therapeutic riding with different tasks, so to speak, to ride to different spots and to listen to different sounds and interact more with the rider with what is actually happening. And they actually have to make decisions and ride to certain places, mm-hmm. Which has been very, very beneficial when I have tried it in England.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just want to know about, because it's such a niche, a large investment, how durable are these simulators?
It's amazing. I have been doing this now for 10 years, and I have a technician trained at Racewood that is helping me to set them up and do things. And he is not very busy, unfortunately, or unfortunately for him and fortunately for me. He is not very busy. They are very durable. They are last to be built, so they should be able to run without any kind of service or anything 24/7 for 5 years without any oil or anything. After that, they might need a little bit WD-40, but that's about it. And the oldest simulator they have in England right now running is almost 20 years old. Mm-hmm. They're still running.
Right. And for those people who don't know the background for Racewood, can you speak a little bit about that?
Yes, it was interesting. Bill, that makes the simulators and that's the inventor behind them, he actually many, many, many years ago was doing carousel horses. And he was approached by a jockey that had been injured that couldn't race for a whole year. And he asked Bill if he could make some kind of machine for him to practice on to stay in shape. So he did, and that was how it all started. It was a very simple horse, so to speak, that moved like a racehorse very fast. And this jockey was riding it every day. And at his first race, he won. And when they asked him how that could happen, he said it's all thanks to the racehorse simulator. And that's how it all started. And now they have developed a racehorse simulator that actually in England, the jockeys have to graduate on it in order to get their license to ride races, which I think is excellent. Mm-hmm. I have been riding it, and it's fascinating. It's really like you're riding a real race with a screen in front of you, and you have all these different options that the computer decides for you. And it's what the jockeys have to do, so... That would be great if that happened in other countries as well.
Oh, it would be. I think it's just such a wonderful safety feature, you know, to have a license to race. You know, I would think that that would make a huge difference in the racing world.
I think so, mm-hmm. too. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And the other beauty of it is I'm so grateful for this invention because it's going to help many riders and horses.
Yes.
And the horses, I can explain how it will help horses, but I think you can explain it better.
Yes, I see it. So I've been teaching now on a simulator for the last almost 10 years. I've been doing that. And every day, every new student I have, I learn something new. And I think it's absolutely amazing that the horses are performing the way they do when I see what riders actually do when they ride and that they have absolutely no idea that they are doing. So it's not that they are doing it to be mean or anything. It's just absolutely subconscious behavior. And the horses, for some strange reason, the horses, they just try to adapt and they do and they are just so patient. But the simulator, of course, is not patient at all. It just does exactly what the rider tells it to do. So when you put a very good rider on, a Grand Prix rider, that has been very successful, and she cannot even ride in through the gate in the dressage arena without crashing into the fence, and the horse speeding up, then you wonder what is happening. I said, yeah, that's how I ride my horse. And for some reason, the horse knows that he's not supposed to speed up. He's not supposed to run into the fence. And so he performs the way she wants because he has learned what it is she wants, even though she's telling him the opposite. So what the simulator does is that it really opens up the eyes for the rider to ask for what she wants to do. So if she wants to go to the right, she rides to the right and not to the left. So that is... It's absolutely amazing what Racewood have done, and it's going to help so many horses all over the world. And I just hope that riders are humble enough and open-minded enough to look at themselves before they blame the horse or try to correct their horse, because they really, most riders need to correct themselves.
Mm-hmm. I was just speaking to Dr. Barry Grant, and he was telling me he worked on Seattle Slough for wobbles is his specialty, and he was saying he was reinforcing and reaffirming what you said about horses, how wonderful they are, you know, how much they put up with from us humans, you know, when he's opened them up and seen what is inside and what they've gone through, the pain, and how tolerant and they are. And getting back to riding, you know, if you're just a little bit off balance, you know, you're on top of a living creature, and your off balance can cause physical problems for that horse.
Yeah, exactly. And then not only do you sit on his back, but you ask him to do the most incredible movement sometimes, and do it in balance and exactly when you want and everything. And the riders that doesn't even bother to fix themselves, I have definitely no respect for. And there are few of those out there that really can't handle the fact that they get on the simulator and they cannot ride on a straight line because they are crooked, like you say. They pull more on one rein and they push more with one leg, and they cannot accept that. And that is very, very tragical. But I say that most riders are very, very open-minded, very grateful. And they come back after five lessons, they come back to me and say, you cannot imagine how my horse have changed. He is happy, he greets me, and he is happy to work.
Mm-hmm. And
I think
it's just a wonderful, wonderful tool. And I just wish more of these Racewood simulators were out there for riding schools and trainers to help their clients ride better and more humanely.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Mm. And I'm sure that the future for simulators are very, very bright. The more people get to know about them, and to sit on one and to ride one is to really, really believe and find out how invaluable they are. And I am going to take my new event simulator to the World Cup final in Las Vegas. I'm going to be there for that meeting, and people can come to the booth. And we are together with Dressage Training Online, and we're going to have people to get on the horse and to experience it themselves.
Barbro, would you just review the dates and the times of the World Cup final?
Yes, it's April 14th to 19th, World Cup final at the Thomas & Mack Center in Las Vegas. And we will be in the main hall. And if I turn my computer on, I can tell you which booth we will be in as well. And it's, like I said, together with Dressage Training Online. And they... it's going to take me too long to get it, but I believe it was booth 513. That's what I remember in my head. I am not.
We can put that in the show notes of the post and make sure that that's identified, and maybe even we'll do a link to the map so that they can find you, because I think this is really important that people learn about this wonderful, wonderful tool. And you know, it's a big investment, but at the same time, I think that a business-minded, you know, riding school instructor could probably work this out and make it to their advantage. Now, of course, the clients that are getting lessons are helping to pay for the simulator, so that helps.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it can run, you know, 24/7. It's all about how much do you want to work, and do you have people enough around you that come for lessons. And it will be a very feasible business if you just are in the right location with the simulator. Mm-hmm.
So if you were talking to someone who was thinking about purchasing a simulator, what would be some of the points that they would need to review, you know, to make to decide whether or not it's worthwhile?
Well, I think that if you think about how you can ride this horse, the simulator, like I said, 24/7, mm-hmm. you can ride it as much as you want. So you can practice over and over and over. If you have a problem, for instance, with the tempi changes, that it's difficult for you to steer and count and ride at the same time, you can do that for 10 hours if you want to. You can do 500 pirouettes if you want to. You can ride Piaf and Passage until you starve to death. So there is no problem. You know, you can just practice and practice and practice to make yourself perfect. And there is no horse that is suffering in the meantime.
Right. And also, this is such a wonderful tool for the people who live in the north. You know, right now we're experiencing extremely cold conditions. And what a wonderful solution to, you're not taking your horse out and, you know, like you say, making it suffer while you try to perfect your position and your move. And you can stay fairly warm inside and work on.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. No, it's very, very, you know, I live in California, Southern California, so I don't have that problem. But I have lived in Sweden for 45 years, so I know what you're talking about. And absolutely a way to keep yourself fit and even improve over the winter. And you come out in the spring and you have learned a lot that you would not have been able to do on your horse. And not only dressage, but when it comes to the jumping, I mean, you can jump 1,000 jumps a day if you want to. And that way also improve your skills.
Mm-hmm. Without taking the toll on the legs of the horse.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. I mean, you can only ride a horse so many times a week and so many hours every time. So if you only have one horse, there's a very limited time of practice that you can put in. So if you have a simulator, like I said, you can ride it as much as you want.
Mm-hmm. And this would be ideal for those people who spend the money going down, at least up here in Canada, they spend their time going down south to practice to keep in the loop, and they go to Florida to all the different shows. They could be staying at home, practicing on the simulator and being ready for the season when it starts in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's to really reinforce and say that this is not meant to replace a real horse in any way. It is a supplement to a real horse and to make the real horses have a better life.
Right, absolutely. Now, can you tell us maybe, do you have any stories of some of your clients who were, you know, pleasantly surprised at their improvement?
Yeah, so it's I would say that I have a 99.9% success rate. It has been very, very, very few riders that have jumped off and said, this is not for me. And it has been mostly riders that has not been able to ride it because they think they are better than they are. Everybody else, it's a total success story. And I have the most heartbreaking stories with a lady that fell off and her arm was ripped off as the horse was running away with her caught in the stirrup, and she never dared to get on a horse after that. And she came to have lessons on the simulator, and she was so terrified when she got on that she was crying, and she said, promise me we will not canter. And after 6 lessons on the simulator over 3 days, she was smiling, she was riding walk, trot, and canter like it was nobody's business, and she was a really good rider. She had been riding up to Pre-St. George before her accident. And she said, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to go and ride a real horse, and I am definitely not afraid anymore. She overcame her fear completely. And that was just, you know, really heartwarming, I would say, not breaking, but warming. To give a person her life back when it comes to horses. So it was her love to ride horses, and she just had to stop.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just one, but I have had so many. People have been injured, you know, they have had hip replacements or knee replacements, and they have been afraid of getting back on a horse and how it would feel and if they would fall off and so forth. And after having lessons on the simulator, they just come back into it again and they realize that they can do it. And then you have the rider that has never excelled over second level because they could never get the flying changes right. And I can help them with moving their legs, moving their arms, helping them with the timing, everything, because I stand next to them when the horse is cantering. So there are so many ways, you know, that so many aspects of the simulator. So it's only your imagination mm-hmm. that can stop you.
And also that, like you say, you do have a printout that they can go home and review. Now, how long would it take for someone that, say, is just working on their canter, a lower-level rider that is learning, how long would it take them to, on the average?
Yeah, it's of course individual, but I have had people coming that have basically never ridden anything else than trail ride, and they have just been in a Western saddle and hardly even that. And after about 10 lessons, they have been able to canter around the arena, do 10-meter circles, go on a diagonal, do a flying change, and go the other way, and so forth. And it's just a question of how teachable they are, but most people after 10 lessons can do flying changes and even tempi changes, pirouettes and half passes and mm-hmm. things like that without no problem. While the first 5 lessons is mostly a question of getting people to be able to steer and sit and be precise with what they're doing without asking the horse to do the opposite of what they want to do. I see that a lot. They want to go to the right and they actually pulling on the left rein and kicking with the left leg at mm-hmm. the same time.
Oh, that's great.
So once I get them to sit still on the horse and not use the legs unless they want the horse to really go sideways or go faster, and they just can sit relaxed and ride the horse in balance straight forward, that's when you can start to teach them mm-hmm. other things.
That's wonderful. Now, how many of these simulators are there in North America?
In Canada right now, there is one jumping simulator and one dressage simulator at the same place, and that is in Alberta, very close to the event, big event course you have
Spruce
there.
Spruce Meadows?
I can't. Mm-hmm. Spruce Meadows, exactly. They are like 10 minutes away
Great.
From Spruce Meadows. And then there is one in Ontario as a dressage simulator. And so that's it right now in Canada. Mm-hmm. And here in California, there are a lot of them privately owned in Washington State, in Oregon. And here in California, we have one dressage simulator in Los Angeles that is open for lessons. And then my new event simulator is in Southern California between Los Angeles and San Diego. I am at a place called Codo de Casa Equestrian Center. And that's about it. There's a riding simulator, an older model in Sacramento. And then another riding simulator was actually sold to Canada to a production company to be used for a new TV series that's making about medieval mm-hmm. times.
Now, that's the other area that the Racewood simulators are used for. A lot of actors aren't riders, and they need shots that require the person to look like they're riding. So
mm-hmm.
they're
yes,
used
exactly.
for them, you know, and that's a solution.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I hope now with this new event simulator and being so close to Hollywood as we are here that it will be used a lot more because since this one can jump and do all kind of, Racewood can basically with the software make this horse mm-hmm. do anything, to rear or buck or whatever they would want him to do. It's all about the software. The mechanics allows the horse to do basically mm-hmm. anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, just if you would give listeners again your location so that people can get in touch with you if they live near you and want to come.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's called Coto de Casa Equestrian Center, and it's located right between Los Angeles and San Diego, and the closest town is Rancho Santa Margarita. And my location is also on my website, alwaysagoodride.com.
And any other way of getting in touch with you?
Yes, my phone number is one for the United States, 831-596-4999 or alwaysagoodride@hotmail.com.
Okay, super. All right. Well, I want to thank you very much, Barbara, for talking to us today about this exciting, wonderful tool that hopefully will help lots of riders and definitely their horses.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me.
I'll say goodbye.
Oh, goodbye. Thank you so much.
What an exciting, exciting time we live in, when we can have Racewood simulators help us with our riding and not harm the horse in any way while we practice and get rid of those little quirks. And again, Barbro will be at the World Cup final April 14th to the 19th, and we'll have the setup for her booth on the website. So again, it was a great interview with Barbro Ask Upmark. And alwaysagoodride.com is her website. So go and visit that and have a look at the videos that she's got online and be amazed. It's always great to see that there's a tool that can help you become a better rider. Just what everybody wants, especially in the winter. Anyway, I hope to see you next week, and Paula Slater signing off. Bye.